Welcome to This Week in FX PhD, your weekly wrap-up and behind the scenes at fxphd.com.
Hi, and welcome to This Week at FX PhD. I'm John Montgomery, as always joined by Mike. How's it going, my friend?
Great, really, really good. Yeah, no, it's off to a good start.
Yeah, the July term, just starting our second week, and really off to a great start for a lot of reasons. Big thanks to the profs for getting all of their classes in way early. As we mentioned last week, we're getting ahead, so several of them are weeks ahead, but I think we got them all out earlier than normal this term. And Mike, they've been great in the forums as well and participation.
Yeah, in fact, I think I'm the only one that was late with the first class, but I had a technical problem that delayed it. That should be to you guys now. And I hate being the guy who let the team down, but yeah, no, it's great. And you're right, John, in the forums is a terrific place. There's a lot of stuff that happens in the forums, especially at the beginning of terms with people kind of connecting up. And as I said in my first background class that you should have now, hooking up with people in the forums can actually lead to terrific long-term kind of things. We have a few companies actually that have formed from people that have got to know each other inside the forums. And in fact, even a couple of people that are dating people. But there's not reason we recommend for you joining. But yeah, it just shows you that if you can be active in the forums, it can be really rewarding.
Yeah, I think we highlighted a couple of those in the O-Week video as well. So it really is a great time. And I like the beginning of the term forums too. I think there's, you know, they do tail off later in the term as people busy and get behind maybe a little bit. But I think it's really cool at the start of the term to kind of see who's taking part. There's a roll call in the Flame forum, for instance, with people posting where they're working, who's joined, kind of linking names and faces from Flame News and the Logic Facebook group. But also just, you know, sharing information of theory behind what the courses are all about. I like that from the profs. And I think the profs have done a nice job of actually being really active. We have an active selection of profs in the forums this term.
Yeah, I find it great in the forums. I find it great also because when we go to answer questions, sometimes other members will answer even before we get a chance to. Which no, but I mean, I'm not saying that because I'm a slacker, but I think it's really good because, as opposed to that kind of, I've been in forums, I'm sure we all have, where it's kind of snipey and kind of not very supportive. Yeah, you get this great kind of supportive swell of people helping each other out, which I think is just awesome. So, look, yeah, we say it every single term, but we mean it. It's a closed forum. You can obviously only be there because you're a member. As a consequence, people are kind of pre-screened to be people that actually care about wanting to do this and wanting to do it for the right reasons. So, and you know, I got to say, it is the fundamental thing that we thought about when we were setting up the thing up so many years ago, which was, how can we make this not a passive thing where you're going, well, I can't get this to work on my version, or my version doesn't look like the one on the screen, and what can I do about that? Well, nothing, because it's a DVD or it's a download and there's nowhere to go, versus being able to say, okay, I'm having an issue here. You know, which menu was that? I'm not seeing the same thing you are, and then you can solve it. Or just say, hey, I found this hotkey or this combo that's really cool. Check this out. All of those things are reasons to be active in the forums. Now, of course, active in the forums is valid for new courses and those that are being repeated. Those that are on immediate download from the vault don't work in quite the same way. We don't have the profs in the forums. But that's pretty clear when you go up to your membership page to, you know, work out which classes you're going to do, whether you're choosing from the left or the right. And John, while we're here, we should also point out, for those of you that are new, and I know there are quite a few new people this term, about how the sampling of the first two classes works.
Yeah, there's a preview classes link right under the members tab when you're a member. And when you go to that page, you basically have the video downloads for the first two classes in every single course we do. We started actually with the standard course previews, but actually more recently we added the ability even to actually do the vault course previews as well. So it's a significant amount of stuff for you to go through. What this means is, if you're kind of up in the air about what the courses you're going to pick are, take your time. Don't lock your courses in on the Choose Courses page. You know, once you do that, you've lost your selection. Well, you know, you've got a good course with it, right? But you can't change. You can't change your selection. More accurate, I think. So it's sensible to, you know, take your time. You know, there's probably one or two courses that you join for and really want to take, and you're probably on the fence maybe for that third course. Take your time for that. Watch the first two classes. You'll notice that for the newer courses that We're running for the first time this term. At this point in time, Class 2 isn't there yet because we haven't released it. But for our standard course previews for courses that have run in the past, those are actually available already on the preview page. You can watch those. So point is, take your time, check out the previews, and then make your selection. It's interesting, Mike, in the Logic Facebook group, I posted information about Sam Edwards' course. And it was quite interesting because we have a lot of Flame courses actually in the vault. I think there are, I don't know, five of them, I think. Some of them are a bit older than others, but there's a lot of great information there. But I think sometimes people can get a little hung up on just focusing on specific software that you use. I tried to make the point in that closed Facebook group that, you know, there's a lot of great material out there at FX PhD. You know, there's a lot that any Flame artist can learn related, say, in Iran's new course. There are a lot of techniques that you can share that are really useful for Flame artists. I know because I've watched them. And I definitely know Flame way, way better than I know Nuke. And there's also a lot of stuff that's just not even related to Flame software. I think, well, background fundamentals, you get that automatically. But, you know, I pointed out, I've had a couple people at FMX really like the sysadmin course that I did, the reluctant sysadmin course. If you're a Flame artist, how about the DMP courses, the digital map painting courses that Ludo's teaching? Those would definitely be, I think, of interest to any Flame artist and useful on the job. So the preview classes also gives you an opportunity to kind of expand outside that specific software realm. Take a chance, maybe check out a couple classes and a course that you might not otherwise think you'd be interested in. And I think you might be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one thing, though, as you're sampling those courses, obviously you do need to commit to courses for things like, for example, the RenderMan beta. Yeah, so if you want to be part of the RenderMan 19 thing, you know, you do need to commit to those courses. You can't sample courses and necessarily get access to those kind of things at the same time. So, but you know, there's nothing stopping you from committing right out of the gate. I certainly know people that, you know, enjoy watching the O-Week video and then immediately commit to what they're doing. But yeah, and if you are, and while I'm on this subject, because I wanted to flag this as well, if you are part of the RenderMan thing, the software is now available through the system. So as we discussed before, you're going to go up and fill out a request. And once you go into the pipeline, just so you know, everything's now running and up and loading. There are people posting test images up already in the forums and stuff. So that's all a happening thing. And I just want to thank you, John, because you managed to get that happening even a little earlier than we anticipated we might be able to.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the next release, which should be out, you know, either this week or next. But the folks at Pixar are kind enough to say, hey, go ahead and let out, let people try. Just with an understanding on your guys' part that this beta has been out for a while, so we won't be providing a lot of feedback back to Pixar about this specific beta. We'll wait for that next version to come out that's much more current, and, you know, maybe issues you guys are running into will be addressed in that beta. But yeah, I really appreciate them getting that out. So I know everyone joins and is really eager to dive in. You know, instant gratification, I'm all for that. So it's really great that we were able to get that up for people before the next version came out. One other thing, as you mentioned, that one other thing related to what you mentioned, Mike, is the F-Track course kind of operates the same way. If you're taking the F-Track course, the idea behind that one is if you want to get the extended trial version, what you need to do is go to the F-Track site and actually sign up for the free trial. Once you do that, provide FXPhD with the email address that you chose when you signed up the F-Track site. And we'll send a list of names over to the guys at F-Track, you know, every week or so. And then they'll bump up your membership at F-Track, so it expires on November 15th, which is far longer, obviously, than the short-term trial that you get just signing up off the street at F-Track. If you have any questions about that, I made a post and a sticky post on that in the F-Track forum that kind of outlines the steps. But that's another one, Mike, that you need to be part of that course to take advantage of this offer.
Yeah. Though when you are part of the courses, you know, not only are we talking about the access to the software, but I mean, in the case of RenderMan, you get access to the beta documentation and a whole lot of stuff. So it's really worth going to the effort of doing it. I also want to thank Ryan in our team, who's been sort of spearheading the effort to get those things sorted. And he's put up a really clear set of instructions as to how to do that. So it it works really well. I mean, you have to download some stuff, obviously, and install it. But yeah, people have had... as I say, been successfully doing that, and I quite frankly enjoy just the documentation on RPS 19 myself, because you know the Pixar documentation on that obviously won't be published publicly until the software goes live. We don't know when that'll be, though. We think it will probably be after SIGGRAPH.
Yes, it makes sense in the grand scheme of things if you think about it. So that's really great. One other thing that just want to remind people of, and maybe you haven't been a member in the past, but we do have a referral bonus as well. Basically, what that means is if you actually get someone to sign up at FXPhD and they provide your username when they sign up, we'll bump you up and give you a free course. Actually, if you get 5 referrals, you actually get a whole free term. Next term as well. We added that a couple terms ago. So the reason we do that is really, I think, sometimes everything must go. No, I don't know what that
means. Keep your head down, because our prices are low.
Is really hearing from you guys really helps hit home. That's one of the reasons, again, that talking to the guys at FMX, when we were sitting around. I think hearing from them is obviously sometimes better than hearing specific things from Mike or myself, you know, things that our members have done in the past, situations they've been in. And I think it really hits home with a lot of people. Sometimes you know what's great about FXPhD better than we do, I have to say. So hearing it from you, posting about it, tweeting about it, sharing the O Week video, those are all things that we really do truly appreciate in getting the word out in, you know, today's cluttered social media world, I guess you could say. And that's basically our way of thanking you for taking the time to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really valuable, extraordinarily so. And ever since we instituted that, we've never once begrudgingly given people free courses and stuff, because we just totally value your support. In fact, it's become pivotal, I guess, to us moving forward, having your support. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, really great. So again, there's a note on that on the dashboard. The other thing is I've been more frequently posting the dashboard, keeping information, just posting stuff, trying to use that as more of a news site, I guess, if you could say, for members. So I'll be doing that more in addition to posting the forum, so that hopefully it'll be easier to find information and stuff about what's going on at FXPhD, in addition to this podcast, which is really a great source to get information.
Yes.
Gain insight into kind of what we're doing behind the scenes, too, as well.
Yes. Now, we're going to be going to SIGGRAPH. Are we going to be, we haven't talked about this, are we going to be doing a meetup, a thing?
So, I was just scrolling down the dashboard. Is that why? I was just scrolling down the dashboard and I saw SIGGRAPH meetup details. Yes, we should. Do you want to decide on when we're going to be doing that? Do you want to do that at the same time?
Yeah, subject to people telling us that we're mad and crazy. I'm guessing that, the conference starts obviously on the 10th officially. I think the trade show bit starts a little later. Though I should flag that we like DigiPro, which happens on the 9th. DigiPro is a kind of much smaller, little kind of sub SIGGRAPHy associated conference. It's under the SIGGRAPH banner. It's not a whatever, you know, it's like a separate thing, but it's much more TDs and professionals discussing projects. It's a tiny conference that's only been going for 2 years. Having said that, it's spectacularly good. Mm-hmm. So I'll be there with John, I think, on the Saturday doing that.
Yep.
Most people, I guess, will be coming in for the Sunday, right? There are some really good things on the Sunday, but I think that
meat of it does really begin on the 11th. There's actually good. I mean, I don't want to say there's not good stuff on Sunday, but I mean,
no, no, there is. There's some really good stuff this year.
Yeah. But it seems like they're stacking really a bit earlier to me, because in the past that wasn't the case. Before Sunday,
Sunday was a bit of a dead day.
Right. I was just going to say it was. I don't want to call it a dead day, but okay, I'll call it a dead day.
It's a dead day.
But there's stuff this year actually is happening on Sunday, so that is worth going to. So I think they probably just had, seems like they just had too much stuff to fit in the weekdays. So.
Well, I'll say it like that. There's a couple of things I want to do on the Sunday, but the biggest one is probably the Papers Fast Forward, because the Papers Fast Forward happens on Sunday night, right? Like normally. And I think it's 6 to 8. Now, that's the thing that, if you've never been to it, is both... It's incredibly hard to suffer if you've got jet lag, but if you haven't got jet lag, it's a heap of fun.
I'll refrain myself at... point.
there's a terrific session 9 to 12:15 on the Sunday, which is morning. Digital IRA and beyond, which is just awesome. I know several of the people that are speaking on that day. Oh my God, I'm so totally going to be there for that. And then in the afternoon, there's a crowds session, which at the moment has this weird... I think it's the one after crowds. There's a Lego thing in the middle of it. There's a Weta thing in the program. I don't know if that's right. You know, the crowds one is at 2 o'clock, which has Framestore and ImageWorks. They've got Edge of Tomorrow stuff and Guardians from MPC and just a ton of stuff. So that's all good stuff on the Sunday. We normally try and do it on the Sunday because once the thing starts on the Monday, it's kind of crazy.
I think we should do it after the Techno Papers Festival. We'll find a place. I think we had a nice place last year that was within walking distance of the convention center, kind of in that little old towny area.
Oh, to the right?
Do you remember that? Yeah. So I'll find that place. But I think that seems like a good, sensible time to do it. I mean, that's pretty much over
spill
at
out
that
of the
point.
Technical fast forwards and then go and have something to drink and stuff. Yeah. As long as we can get there on sort of Monday morning. I went to a NAB once and we had such a bender the night that one of the guys in our crew, and when I say in crew, it wasn't my company, but one of the kind of friends of ours, actually missed the entire Monday and didn't get to NAB until this Tuesday. So we don't want that.
I've done that in past NAB adventures before pre-effects guide, but not since effects guide. Yeah. That's not why I'm traveling to Vancouver.
That's not why I'm traveling there, yeah.
sit with a hangover in the Sky Palace. That's what we're calling, by the way. That's what we're calling where we're staying this year. The Sky Palace.
The Sky Palace? Okay. Yes. Also, just Mark FYI, on the Tuesday at 3:45, there's a Godzilla panel. And I'm going to be moderating that. It's got the guys from DNEG and MPC, so it should be really, really good. I've been talking to Gareth. He's currently in America. But, so anyway, he's not going to be at the panel, but they're going to be going a lot of in-depth stuff at the Godzilla panel. So that's at 3:45 on Hall AB on the Tuesday. And then right after that is Real Time Live. And I think Real Time Live will be awesome.
It always is. Oh, yeah. If you haven't been to it, it's actually become one of my favorite things to kind of see cutting edge, especially GPU stuff. Phenomenal.
You might have to run down or send Ian or somebody down to get us good seats for that because I'll be spilling out and I'll have 15 minutes to get from Godzilla to Real Time.
Yeah, I'll be down there.
And I'll get a crap seat. But we're going to special...
I hear you every week.
Yeah, you don't need to hear me. though I'm not going to be mainly talking
about
Godzilla.
I know, you're not talking. It's the guests are talking, of course. Yeah. I know, just... Okay.
But by all means, yeah, seriously, I want you to get us a good seat. Hey, and you guys, if you want to sit with us or hang with us at SIDGRAPH and we're talking about panels that we're going to, like, please come up and say hello. We don't have any other agenda, right? We're just there for this. So if you guys see us and say hi, come hang with us. We'd love it. Hey, I'm not going to say What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Okay, so Real Time Live is on right after the Godzilla panel, which is really, really cool. There's also an electronic theater on at the same time, but I reckon Real Time Live is to go. And the reason I say that is that we've got an FX Guide podcast on what's happening in Real Time Live, and we run through all the stuff with the chair, and also we speak to one of the people that are actually presenting on the day, and so you can hear what's going to be on in Real Time Live, and that's coming up this week, end of this week, on FX Guide, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, there was some killer cool stuff last year. Remember the DJ stuff and the forest, the rainforest scene with lightning bugs and just killer high quality real time stuff going on.
Wednesday night's the RenderMan user group. I know that. I don't know if there are that many user groups this year, but
No, it seems we'll be around a bit till. Fewer. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be around all week. It's one of the fun things, actually, I've got to say about SIDGRAPH, is people coming up and saying hi. I just want to just totally make this point, though, because it might sound like I'm just saying that, but we often may look like we're kind of talking or busy or I frown a lot, but trust me, we like you guys coming up and saying hi. So if you see us, don't go, I don't want to bother them. Unless we're in the middle of recording an interview and I've got I'm literally like got a camera on me and John's standing there like going, and action.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
No.
No one does that because they're in the business. And I apologize, by the way, they're in cleaning the office. We're here a bit late today, and they're vacuuming the office. So that's what the sound is behind me. So I apologize to our dear listener. But yes, come up and see us. I actually recognize now when people recognize me, and I'll try and make eye contact and make you feel it's okay to come up and talk to us, because it really is one of the great things about being at these conventions is meeting you, who we actually don't have the opportunity to meet face-to-face. We see in the forums, probably email, something like that. But I really, really do love it. I got to admit, the first Seagraph, when we started doing FX Guide TV, and so we had been doing podcasts for years, audio podcasts, the FX podcast, right? But then we switched and started doing FX Guide TV. Now, that first Seagraph we did it, which was in San Diego, it was a bit odd at first that people recognized us. It was really rewarding, but it was a bit odd. But we're over that now. We're used to that. And just not used to having people come up on the street who recognize me.
People have done that on planes to you.
Not before we started being on camera, right? That was the push. Sure, we would write stuff and they'd hear our voice, maybe something like that. But that was a bit awkward. But now it's like it really is, because it's making those contacts. I've made friends, frankly, all around the world from FX Guide and FX PhD, and it's got to start somewhere. So stop us, say hi, but yes, don't walk in front of the camera.
The other huge advantage you guys have over us is that you know what we look like. I'm not trying to sound arrogant.
No,
but like,
it is.
You know us easier than we know you. We may know your name, and we would want to talk to you if we actually knew what you looked like. So I'm not being a jerk when I say, if you see us, just say hi. That would be awesome. I've got to say, I was inside Weta's paint and roto department. So like deep, 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 deep behind, the front desk lines, as it were. And I was allowed to be, right? I had reason to be there. Yeah, and it was just so cool, because there were artists back there who, typically spend a long time doing very, very high quality work on shots, and they listened to the podcasts, and they were really pumped to say hi. But of course, when I was on their turf, they felt really comfortable doing that, because like, what are you doing here? They were like, hi. And there was PhD members back there who were working, and people like Michael and stuff who, just did really great stuff. And it's terrific. But that was the one that freaked me out the most. When we were at third floor, I think it was like the first time. No, it was like ILM.
We were walking through the hallway. Yes.
Yeah. And we were like, wow, we're like deep inside ILM, which is so cool. Because we'd been, in the projection room, I think, before. But we hadn't been like way in off the guided tour, as it were. And people were like surprised to see us in a good way. We were like... Yeah, that one was the one that threw me.
Yeah, it's really good. And from my standpoint, and it's human nature, but I think, I kind of internally lead a lot of our support efforts along with Ryan. Mike's a bit more removed from that. But so we get a lot of email when things go wrong, with FXP. It's just the nature of support. That's what support is. We're helping people with problems. I don't mean to be negative about that. But it's also really nice to run into people, that there are a great number of people who don't contact support or don't send an email, and it's nice to hear something good too from you guys. And far and away, it's really rewarding to hear from you guys how much you appreciate. So it's just human nature that we hear way more at FXPhD and even FX Guide via email or contact forms when things go wrong, right? And so running into you guys, hearing things that you like, you feel good about what you're doing from that standpoint, and the effort and time it takes to do what we do at FX Guide and FXPhD.
On this podcast, on the DOD, when it was called the DOD, it's now called This Week, obviously, in FXPhD, but when it was originally the DOD, someone heard on that I was going on about how great New Zealand vodka was, and they flew to wherever Seagraph was with a bottle of New Zealand vodka for me. And so I flew back with a bottle of...
They brought apple cider for me, too, as well, from that same one.
Yeah.
They brought me what was the name of the cider? What was the name of the apple cider? Well, anyway... Anyway, if you're listening now,
42 is 42 below is terrific vodka. No, it is. I drink it now. That is the vodka I bought.
It was Monteith's crushed apple cider. They bought bought almost a case of it up for me from New Zealand, which is pretty amazing, I thought. So yes, both Mike and I have been nicely rewarded for that, and we're not asking for that. Totally not asking, but. Just a case in point of how nice you and our listeners are. So, anyway, group hug.
Hey, do you have to get going?
I do, because they're shutting down the place. They're doing some construction here tonight. So, we recorded this a little bit late in the day today, but a little later than normal, but hey, it's been good talk to you, my friend.
Excellent. Yes. Hey, I just discovered there is 42 below honey. What? I mean, what is that? Oh my God! I've just found a new thing from 42 below.
Yeah.
Have you had that before?
No, I haven't. But you know where not to go when you're New Zealand? The stupid frozen vodka bar in Queenstown.
Why is that?
Do you remember that? We were there.
No.
Yeah, we were trying to get in. We were trying to get in to film. They wouldn't let us in, and it was something like $100 to get in and eat vodka in that frozen room. You don't remember that?
Okay, all I know is this stuff's got like grapes and honey and yummy things, and I'm going to get me a bottle of this. Somebody said we talk about alcohol too much. We don't actually drink that much. We just drink good quality. We don't drink to excess. I certainly don't, haven't for years, but I definitely like high quality alcohol.
Yeah. Not abuse. No abuse.
No abuse. No. Why do you want to abuse stuff? So. Bad.
Right. Well, on that note, we'll talk to you guys next week, and thanks for taking time to listen. See ya.
They even have a kiwi fruit one. Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FX PhD.